This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All health care plan has become a key issue in the Democratic presidential race. Sanders' plan enrolls everyone in Medicare after a four-year transition period, and it totally eliminates the private insurance market. But three candidates who are sponsors of the plan are concerned because they say some people might not want to give up their private coverage. So they've created a public option to give individuals a choice about signing up for Medicare or private insurance coverage. Many of the other candidates have also endorsed the public option approach. As part of our continuing coverage of the Sanders presidential campaign, we're going to look at this issue now with VPR's Bob Kinzel. Yo, Bob, nice to talk with you.
Hey, Jane, my pleasure.
So Bernie has been a longtime supporter of a government-run, tax-financed, universal health care plan. For many years, that was known as single-payer. Now it's called Medicare for All. And when Sanders outlined his plan earlier this year, it seemed to have a fair amount of support. Now, though, some of the candidates are sort of backing away from their endorsement of Medicare for All. What's going on?
Jane, they sure are. Well, you know, I think the plan's name, Medicare for All, represents, you know, it sounds like a relatively simple approach to a very complicated issue, and that works in its favor, but I think it also kind of works against it. You know, on the plus side, many people are familiar with Medicare. It's generally thought as a cost-effective way to deliver healthcare services, but on the downside, as you mentioned, the thought of eliminating private health insurance coverage has some people very concerned. I mean, what if you want to keep your private coverage? Is the government going to take that option away from you? And I think these three candidates who are co-sponsors of Bernie's bill, they got a fair amount of negative feedback about eliminating public coverage and private coverage. So they developed a plan to have a public option for consumers. So under their approach, hey, if you want to choose to be in Medicare, go for it. If you want to keep your private health insurance plan, do that as well. They call it Medicare for All if you want it.
Which is, I don't know, kind of oxymoronic. Bob, it seems like these differences in this healthcare issue is, as we've seen in some of the debates already, already becoming a big issue in the Democratic race. How big an issue do you think it is?
I think it's really large, and I think it's going to become even larger because some of the more moderate candidates view this issue as a way to criticize, you know, the basic political philosophy of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who also supports Medicare for All. And the moderate candidates are going to frame this issue in terms of the socialist approach they think Sanders and Warren are advocating. They'll also remind folks that the plan requires new taxes to pay for it, but they might skip the part that says that folks won't be paying private premiums anymore and that their out-of-pocket expenses in many cases will be less. But it's the symbolism, I think, of this issue that's going to drive the debate, that the moderate candidates are going to say the supporters of Medicare for All are taking away something from people and that they really favor more of a big government approach to key problems. Jeff Weaver is a senior campaign advisor for Bernie Sanders. He says the other candidates are being unduly influenced on this issue by big donors and high-priced political consultants.
It's a much safer political path. So, you know, between the combination of not wanting to alienate donors and then making sure that you, you know, promise the least bold change because, you know, a certain group of consultants view that as the smart way to go. I think those are two big drivers of this.
That's Jeff Weaver, senior advisor to the Sanders campaign. So, Jane, I think this issue has become really important in the Democratic race because it highlights some differences among the candidates. So here's the question. Can the country's healthcare crisis be solved with a series of reforms? Build on Obamacare. There are a number of candidates who want to do that. Or does it need a major overhaul? And Bernie Sanders often talks about implementing a political revolution, and I think his approach to healthcare certainly reflects that approach.
Well, you know, we're starting to see polls coming out that suggest that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are neck and neck with Joe Biden. So, you know, I'm curious, Bob, what you think the polls are suggesting about how people feel about Medicare for All, given that some of the candidates seem to think that people wouldn't go for it, and yet here we see the front runners.
Exactly. And Jane, this is one of those issues where how you ask the question has a huge impact on the answer. So in a recent poll, people were asked simply, do you support Medicare for All? 65% said yes. And that's why the Sanders campaign says, hey, a majority of voters support Medicare for all. But when this question was asked, do you support a government-run healthcare system that will eliminate private health insurance coverage and be financed with new taxes? You get a very different response. That 65% approval drops down to about 35%. Ted Cohn is the chair of the College of Liberal Arts at Norwich University. He thinks Sanders and Warren are taking a big risk with the idea of eliminating private health insurance because details do matter.
It's the next question. It's the more granular questions. And as you start drilling down on how are you going to pay for it, on are you going to be able to keep your private health care, then suddenly support for Medicare for all, even among the Democratic base, seems a lot more tenuous.
That's Norwich University professor Ted Cohn. So, Jane, I think within the parameters of the Democratic debate, voters have to decide, do they trust the federal government to run the health care system and make the right decisions for people, or should this be an option that's available to anyone and that folks who want to keep their private coverage can choose to do that? And I think each candidate's answer to this question really says a lot about how they view the role of government.
Well, I mean, it also, when you talk, Bob, about how people feel, depending on what the question is asked, it's like, do you want something that's going to be worse than what you have now and cost you more? I mean, if you ask me that question, no. But if you say, do you care where the money comes from, if it costs you the same amount of money and you get good health care coverage? Sure. So, you know, a lot of it comes down to whether or not people trust what the candidate is saying. And Bernie Sanders says, look, my plan is going to provide greater benefits that are available in Medicare today. It'll cost people less money. So what is he basing that assessment on?
Well, I think what he's really looking at is the bureaucratic costs of private health insurance. I think that runs about 15 or 20% when you factor in all the different issues for bureaucratic and administrative costs. Now, in comparison, Medicare is down around 3, 4, 5%. So Bernie sees a big savings there. He also sees big savings because he says the profit motive for many insurance companies will be taken away because right now they're trying to make as much money as possible for their stockholders. And so that represents savings. He also argues that the federal government will negotiate drug prices with the pharmaceutical companies, and that will reduce overall costs. But, you know, I think there's another issue to consider here, Jane, and that is that right now Medicare reimburses healthcare providers for about 85% of the actual charge of a procedure. And that remaining 15% is shifted over to private insurance premiums. It's referred to as the cost shift. Now, critics of Medicare for All say, hey, if this rate is continued after the plan is fully implemented, hundreds, if not thousands, of hospitals across the country will have to close because they won't have a way to make up this lost funding. There'll be no private health insurance companies to shift it over to. Mm-hmm. So this really leads to a discussion, I think, of who determines what a fair reimbursement rate is. And if this program, once it's put in place, if it needs more money, will Congress raise taxes or lower the reimbursement rates, which generally is the approach that government has taken over the last 15 or 20 years?
You know, Bob, in some ways, this seems like a redux of what we in Vermont have already heard. I mean, Governor Peter Shumlin flirted with the idea of a statewide single-payer program and then dropped it after the 2014 election because the tax burden would be too high. You know, so if we've already thought about doing this in Vermont, is that likely to come back and be something that's lobbed against Senator Sanders as he continues this presidential bid?
I'm a little surprised, Jane, that it hasn't happened already, because I think opponents are going to bring this up perhaps at the next debate in September. And Bernie Sanders, I think, is going to say, well, the proposal needs to be implemented on a national level. An individual state, especially a small state like Vermont, can't do this on its own. He's probably right, but it does raise an interesting point, and I gotta believe that some of the moderate candidates are gonna look Bernie right in the eye and ask him this question in September.
All right, well, we'll see what happens at those debates. Bob Kinzel has been covering the Bernie Sanders campaign. Thanks for talking about healthcare with us, Bob.